A common argument Muslims get is, why are you forcing your child to wear hijab? Let her be free to choose. In that same logic, we can say, why are you forcing your child to go to school? Why are you forcing your child to eat? Why are you forcing your child to wear clothes at all? Let them be free and choose. Obviously, these people are limited in their understanding of hijab, hence why they come up with such a statement. You have probably already heard that wearing the headscarf is a sense of protection from being harassed. This may be true in many cases, but there is a real reason why Muslim women wear the headscarf. It is to show that they are Muslims, meaning the one who submits to God. Wearing a scarf does not mean a woman is restricted in her freedom. Islam encourages women to acquire knowledge and advance themselves in all noble pursuits even with their scarf. For example, women are allowed to do business, to work in any permissible profession, to own property, and so on. Hijab literally means a covering. Hijab is much more than wearing a scarf for Muslim women. We have hijab for women, and we also have hijab for men. Hijab is not just about outer appearances. It is also about noble speech, modesty, and dignified conduct for men and women. Although there are many benefits of hijab, it is first and foremost a commandment from God. Therefore, wearing it is an act of faith and obedience to the Creator, as mentioned in the Holy Quran. Hijab has been categorized into two parts, hijab of the body and hijab of the dress. Hijab of the body refers to body parts, and we will list some here. We have hijab of the eyes. This means every believing man and woman must lower their gaze from forbidden things. Narrations tell us that a glance is a poisoned arrow from the arrows of Satan. Hijab of the tongue refers to protecting yourself from speaking ill of others, such as backbiting. Hijab of your hands means to protect your hands in doing any injustice, such as taking unlawful money. It also means to protect yourself from any physical contact with a non-mahram, such as hugging or shaking hands with them. Mahram, in short, means a person who is haram to marry in a normal given situation, like aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters. Therefore, non-mahram means it is not haram to marry. For example, our cousins are not our mahram. We cannot shake hands with them or hug them, even if we consider our cousin to be just like a brother or a sister. As for hijab of the dress, for women who have reached the age of Islamic maturity, it means that the whole body should be covered in the presence of a non-mahram, except for the hands and face in normal circumstances. The head and neck should also be covered so that no hair is showing. According to the scholars, the feet must also be covered completely. The overall appearance of the dress is that it must be loose, and it should not be attractive in any way that draws the attention of men who are not mahram towards her. As for the hijab dress for a man, it is to cover the private parts and as a precaution to cover the other parts of the body that are commonly covered by men, such as the chest and so on. But it would be haram to expose any part of the body with the intention of leading a non-mahram into sin. It is also forbidden to wear gold or pure silk for men. The hijab known as the scarf in the West is not a symbol of oppression. It is not a sign of female inferiority to men. It is not a means to restrict a woman's freedom to express her views and opinions. It is not a means to restrict women from pursuing an education or a suitable career. It is not a portable prison. It is not something new. It has been practiced by many righteous women historically. It is not worn with the intention of being intimidating or antisocial.